Emergency with River Nights. I still can't hear anything. I swear that Heights Hop just messed up my ears. Before that, we heard a whole bunch of stuff. We heard Eric, help me out here.
We've heard from Group, Honey Bucket, and Maura Rogers. Not in that order. All of those bands played the Heights Music Hop this past weekend. Rainbow Emergency did not. But they've got shows coming up this weekend. And we're about to talk about that. And introduce yourselves.
Hello. I am Kim Kim Body Slam. I'm the lead singer playing guitar, a little bit of bass.
So my name is Waterdrop, and I play most of the bass guitar sounds, but I also play some keyboard sounds as they come to me, and every once in a while some space sounds, you know, sounds from outer space.
I'm the sequence. I take care of the drums and occasional trumpeting.
And I'm Dr. Universe. I play the cello and the keyboard.
And together, when our powers are combined in a way that is, according to copyright, not all that similar to Captain Planet or Voltron or whatever, but close enough that we form a superior ultimate being known as the Rainbow Emergency that can perform on stage many works of music. It's a good time.
I kind of wish that this was internet-only radio. Because I have a whole slew of questions around that can't be asked on broadcast radio.
I'm pretty okay. It's broadcast, you know. The Rainbow Emergency is not always open for the question business.
I almost don't want to talk right now. I don't want Eric and I to talk. I just want you guys to do your thing for like 10 minutes. That was the best intro ever. Congratulations. You win nothing. But you are here today.
Yes, we are.
Not just to sing in Spanish in a little bit, but also to promote your show. This Thursday, you're going to be at the Beachland. You're right. Okay. You got Eric choking over here. You're going to be at the Beachland Tavern this Thursday, along with Jordan Kirk and Sea Level. It's your album release show. How do you feel about that?
Amped.
Yeah.
So
just
excited.
Yeah. Just so excited.
We had this recorded by our buddy James Harris.
Yeah.
In Taxon Studio, and he just did an awesome job. So we love him. Very happy with the product.
Shout out to James.
Mm-hmm. All right, so before we, you guys are going to play a couple of tunes here live in studio. Let's get to the bottom of this, all right? You've all got these wacky names. I like Kim Kim Body Slam, by the way. That is a great name. Give the background. How did these names come about, and why are you naming each other things?
Oh, well, I think it's pretty important to establish at the outset, we didn't name each other. These names were gifted to us by the universe. So at some level, it's important to sort of realize the gravity of these names. I mean, they're almost like primeval archetypes. Like, are you familiar with John Carpenter's Story Circle? That's a different guy, but whatever. It's like the ancient myths, like Gilgamesh and Enkidu. Yeah.
The Iliad. The Odyssey. Yeah.
But we're talking about Waterdrop and Body Slam. These are a little bit.
I think it just has to do with, you know, the interpretation.
Well, basically, at our first show, Jake just got up on stage and said these names, and that is how they came about. Jake is Waterdrop, by the way. He named himself Waterdrop.
Yeah, that is true.
I have an idea. Let's play some music.
Yes.
Because we could go on talking forever.
Yeah. It really wouldn't be that funny.
So, what do you guys have for us?
This is a song I wrote. It's called Day One.
We've got the Rainbow Emergency live on NeoRax. Go ahead and take it away. Thank you.
looking through my kick. He's looking through my kick. Can't even talk to me. He's looking through my kiss. And he don't like when I cheat. He's looking through.
The Rainbow Emergency here on Neo Rocks. They've got their big show this Thursday at the Beachland Tavern, 8 p.m., along with Jordan Kirk and Sea Level. How'd you pick those two bands to play?
I actually met Dave at a music therapy conference. I'm a music therapist. He's studying music therapy. And it was in Indianapolis, so it was really, really random. But we met, and he asked us to play at Negative Space once recently. And so we love playing with them because they're awesome. They do like handstands and stuff. So
they're very
energetic. We're like,
we got to
get them in on this. Yeah.
They're like a yin to our yang.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and then
that may be a little explicit for broadcast radio. I don't know.
And then Jordan Kirk's a great solo acoustic act who plays all over the area. He's based in Columbus now. We actually graduated high school together, so that's kind of how we know Jordan. Got him on the show, too. He's going to be really fitting opener for the three groups, too.
Okay, so I have to ask this, a little bit off subject. Do people ever ask you, what's your official title?
A music therapist.
What does a music therapist
I guess officially I'm a board-certified music therapist.
That sounds way fancier.
So to give you like a broad definition, music therapy is mostly accomplishing musical and non-musical, probably mostly non-musical goals using music. So I specifically work in a school setting, in special education rooms, K through 12. And so I work on behavior, social skills, academic information, but music therapy is a lot of places. It's with a lot of Alzheimer's, dementia, it's in psych units, it's with substance abuse, basically any ailment or challenge or disability someone could have, you could benefit from music therapy.
Now, do you guys ever need band therapy? Like, is there ever a time when you're in practice
do
and you're
we?
Like, you're like, all right, Kim, she's stepping up and this is it. She's gonna be the therapist here.
Are you trying to like incite some drama?
Yeah, actually, yes, I am. That makes for good radio. You guys are leaving in 10 minutes.
Stuff so. I've been meaning to say about Dr. Universe. She's wonderful.
Group counseling right now.
That's
no,
awesome.
No, but for real, I just want to give a shout out to Dr. Universe over the greater Cleveland area. She gave me a ride from Akron yesterday. Look, I was in a terrible, terrible car accident wherein my car was parked and no one was in it. It wasn't doing anything. It wasn't bothering anybody. And some crazy BMW came flying around a corner at least 300 miles an hour and basically totaled itself. My car pretty much survived, but I wasn't trying to chance the old Chevy Cruze. After it took out a Beamer, I mean, the Chevy walked away from it. The Beamer did not. But
how does a car survive a 300-mile-an-hour collision?
Those numbers might have been hyperbole.
Or maybe it was just kilometers.
And
maybe
I believe hyperbole means a protective shield. It's invisible and stops the car from crumbling.
Yeah, that's exactly what hyperbole is. It's Latin. I was worried some people might not catch it, but thanks for jumping in there, Sequence.
No problem.
Well, we are hoping for no accidents of any kind, handstand or otherwise, at the release party this Thursday at the Beachland Tavern. So what can people expect when they come out to a Rainbow Emergency show?
A lot of banter.
Yeah, but it'll be funnier than this. The timing will probably be better because it will be influenced by, you know, me actually making eye contact with real people as opposed to, you know.
You're not real?
You enjoy awkwardly staring people down?
For the radio listeners of this program who don't know, the hosts are not actually real. I am looking at two computer banks. Their eyes are a crude simulacra of flashing lights.
Can you tell us their names? I feel like probably you know them.
Oh, no, I do not know. I do not know their given robot names.
I can't believe you stepped down from that challenge, Jake.
My face hurts so much right now from smiling. Oh, my gosh. All right, for the sake of everybody, let's play a song right now. What do you got up next for us?
Next we have a jazz standard we love to play called Quizás, Quizás, Quizás.
Ready, everyone?
Mm-hmm. Te pregunto que cuando, cómo y dónde, tú siempre me respondes, quizás, quizás, quizás. Y así pasan los días y yo ay desesperando y tú contestando, quizás, quizás, quizás. Estás perdiendo tiempo. Pensando, por lo que más tú quieras, hasta cuando, y así pasan los días, y yo ay desesperando, y tú contestando, quizás, quizás, quizás. Thank you.
esperando tiempo, pensando, pensando, por lo que más tú quieras, hasta cuando, y así pasan los días, y yo hay desesperanza, y tú, contestando, quizás, quizás, quizás.
Live on Neo Rocks, and obviously you all passed Spanish in high school.
I guess. I can read it. Not much else.
So where can people go to find out more information about you and your show this Thursday at the Beachland?
They can visit us on the Facebook at facebook.com/TheRainbowEmergency.
Or they can visit us on the Bandcamp at therainbowemergency.bandcamp.com.
You've got a good voice for radio. Have you ever considered doing voiceover work?
Can't you tell that he has?
Yeah, no, I couldn't be trying any harder right now.
So any other of the social medias?
If you go to the Rainbow Emergency at twitter.com, you'll get one of those mid-90s construction worker dot gifts.
That's just for now.
Yeah.
We'll get them.
You guys are on Tinder too, right?
Oh, yeah, as a band.
Yes.
Our motto is one for all and all in one.
Yeah, or nothing.
The Rainbow Emergency, they're playing Thursday night at the Beachland Tavern at 8 o'clock. Joining them will be Jordan Kirk and Sea Level. Did I hear you guys mention you've got another show as well?
We do this Saturday at the Foundry. I'm not sure what time we're playing. And we have another.
Yeah, the other one is October 7th at Mayhalls. It's kind of a get-out-to-vote themed concert. So they're going to have a bunch of bands playing upstairs and downstairs at Mayhalls on the 7th, too.
Well, check out all of their stuff on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRainbowEmergency. We got one last track off the computer for you guys. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having us. It's been awesome.
Thank you.
This is Sing For You on Neo Rocks. Thank you.